I'm Mary Lohman, and you're listening to The Christian Working Woman. Do you know someone that never seems to be with you even when he or she is with you? It's a bit disconcerting, isn't it? I've been sharing 5 principles of time management this week, attitudes toward the value of your time and managing it well. And here's principle number 4, time management is being present in the moment. Now, here's what I mean. If you're in a meeting or a conversation with others, whether business or personal, and you're paying attention and focused on what's being said or decided or asked, that means you're making good use of that time. I think of a pastor in my church who has many responsibilities, many balls in the air all the time. But when I'm in a meeting with him discussing whatever issues I need to have his input, he is totally with me in that conversation for however long we need. He is present in the moment, as though this is the most important thing on his calendar for that day, which it probably is not. Another friend on the board of the Christian Working Woman is a very successful lawyer with that same wonderful characteristic. Steve is totally present in the moment, never letting his mind go to other issues while he's talking to you. No doubt that is a trait that has contributed to his success, but it is also a time-saving habit. You eliminate miscommunication, additional conversations, and other time-consuming things because you're present in the moment. This is an attitude we can all develop. It does not come naturally for me, but I'm becoming more and more aware of its importance and therefore more intentional about being present in the moment with the people in my life. It not only will save you time, it will improve your relationships. It's a dynamite characteristic to develop. In Ecclesiastes, wise Solomon wrote, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might." Do what is right and do it to the very best of your ability. Have you ever prayed about being a better time manager? Well, why not? As you ask for help, the Holy Spirit will bring things to your mind throughout your day, reminding you of the importance of managing your time wisely. It will make a difference for now and for eternity. Well, you might like to have a copy of these 5 principles, and you'll find that on our website at ChristianWorkingWoman.org. Did you know that we have a Tuesday evening regular Bible study on Zoom? You are welcome to join us. All the information where you sign up is at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.